Welcome to the time machine. This week, we are going back in time to when we were 18, 25 and 35, a long time ago.
Yeah, longer for some.
And we are going to be given 5 minutes to talk to ourselves at that age and what we would say. This is the Late Bloomers podcast.
Well, we are getting our lives together eventually.
Rocket sit. We have got a special guest this week.
I think it's a terrible idea, just for the record.
Which is Rocket, our little dog, who's joining us.
Stop trying to get him on that seat. He's not going to stay there.
We've had a dog bed since we started the podcast almost a year ago, and he's never once been in.
No.
I've got some treats here, so I'm feeling confident. He's 1 year old now.
Okay.
So let's see how it goes. Are you ready for the time machine episode?
Let's go. Let's do it.
Do you understand the premise of it?
No. Well, if you start, then I'll get it when I pick it up.
No, so let me explain it to you, because it's also for the listeners. So, we've got a time machine, and we're able to go back in time to when we were 18, 25, and 35. And you get a few minutes with that version of you to chat to them, give them some advice.
Not stock market advice, presumably. Is that not what we're
going? I love that's where your brain goes to.
Is that not what you would say?
I was more thinking like love and care and
right.
Get to therapy. Maybe you could do stock market advice. Let's find out. So we're going to start with you.
Wow. Okay.
And we encourage all of our lovely late bloomers and listeners to do the same thing. Imagine when you were 18, if you could go back and have a few minutes, what would you want to hear and need to hear? So where were you at 18? Let's set the scene first of all.
So I was working as a personal banker at a bank, sat on the...
What's a personal banker?
Just like a seller for the bank.
Like a salesperson. Like on the phones?
No, face to face. If people walked into a bank and needed help with whatever, their bank accounts or whatever. I was a new dad.
Oh my God. You just had Sia, do you?
I was married.
Right, yeah.
With a child.
Okay.
With no real money. So yeah, that's the scene setting bit.
Okay, so.
So the first bit of advice would be strap in. Yeah.
Strap in. Okay. Yeah.
You're going to go through a bit of a difficult period of life, but keep going.
Is that being a teenage dad? Like,
yeah, and having no money. I don't know what else I would say. You're giving me 5 minutes for this.
Well, a few minutes. You've gone back in time. 18-year-old you is there. You've got a few minutes to impart whatever wisdom you can on little teenage Rich.
Yeah, so my advice would be maybe to stay away from gambling because it's the dark side, and drink. You might drink too much. All of it is because you're sort of on this treadmill trying to get through life. There's some stuff that you probably need to see a therapist about, so do that earlier, because obviously I waited till 33. But yeah, just like probably give myself a bit of a pat on the back because, you know, it's really difficult. No money. Yeah, you got it. That's what I would say.
So pat on the back, maybe a cuddle.
Yeah.
Don't start gambling. Watch the drink and get to therapy. That feels pretty succinct. How do you think 18-year-old you would react to someone saying, like, strap in?
Well, firstly, how would I react to me traveling back in time and speaking to me? I can't say for sure how exactly I would react.
Right, yeah.
I'd think it was a dream.
Yeah, you'd be freaked out, wouldn't you?
But let's assume that it would be normal to speak to my 40-year-old self. Firstly, I would say I'm going to grow my hair because I look better and I love the tattoos.
Do you think teenage you would see you and go, wow? Or do you think it'd be like, oh, mate, you've let yourself go?
No, I don't think so.
We're smart, short back and sides.
No, I think I had a little puffy face.
You know, you had little baby, you had baby fat on your chubby
tip. I'd be like, that's, you're killing that. Like, I reckon I aged like a wine. I got a bit better. So that would be my first reaction.
Okay.
I don't know. Would I listen to me? Like, does any 18-year-old listen to an elder? Few, I think. Like, and to be honest, like, part of me, this is so deep, but part of me, like, is glad of the mistakes that I made because you learn from your mistakes. No, and do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. I think that's a lovely way to see it. Okay. Thanks for sharing.
What
okay.
about you then?
To me, very different. So 18, I would have been in my first year of uni. I've just moved out and with Slaffer and all my mates at uni that you know. But also it was the year that my mum first got cancer. So I don't know. What would I say?
We didn't think this episode through, did we?
No, because I'm like, would I tell myself that she's going to die in 3 years and to move home? Probably.
What, move back with your mum?
I think so. Because
okay,
I would have only
sense.
Had 3 years. And I should have definitely moved back in my last year. My parents were like, no, don't, we don't want you here. Don't come back. Finish uni. And I was just like, rabbit in headlights, okay. So I missed the last year of her life, even when we knew it was terminal, which is a big regret of mine.
Yeah, okay, but say you were the mum, would you want your then daughter to drop out of uni?
Well, I don't know, because she obviously wouldn't wanted me to ruin my life, but I ruined my life by not spending that last year with her. So like, I think we all had our priorities a bit wrong. Like, nothing's worth more than family.
You don't use your degree either, do you?
I don't use my degree. Politics and philosophy.
Is it actually politics and philosophy? Yeah. Wow.
I mean, I'm a very deep philosophizer, Betty.
You are, yeah. Okay, so back with mum.
I would say that. I'd say move back with mum. I think that would have been lovely to have those 3 years with her, be there for her, support her. So that would be a big one. I'd probably say, look, you are very much into like dating and sleeping around girls and boys. You've got some issues in that department. You've seen some things when you were younger that have distorted your view of relationships. And if you don't sort that out, you've got 20 years of just disasters, or 15 years of disasters to come.
I've got another one, which is maybe obvious. You might have said it.
What?
But you might want to say, you know, you struggle with timekeeping and making the bed and your room being tidy, you might want to explore ADHD.
My God, how have I not gone back? How have I gone back in a time machine to 18-year-old me and the first thing I've said is not, you have ADHD, so therefore you probably shouldn't be moving out of home and living alone till you got support. You aren't actually the worst person alive. All these struggles that you have, there's a reason. Here's how you can get support. But had I have said that, my mum would still be dying and my dad would still think ADHD isn't real. So I don't know whether.
But you would think more of yourself, I think.
Well, my mum probably would have believed it and probably supported me, actually, even though she was ill. I probably would have had some good mumming in those 3 years. So yeah, I should have said that first.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So yeah, don't go to uni, spend your next 3 years with your mum because you haven't got long and you've got ADHD.
Okay, I like it.
I thought the time machine episode would be like a really lighthearted, like fun episode.
Well, listen, you've picked 25 next. I'm like, is she doing this on purpose? Because the next one is, I've just got divorced. I'm moving out.
Is that real?
Yeah.
I just picked it because it was like 18, 25, 35. Mathematically, they felt like the numbers.
Okay.
Okay, so
could
25.
Could be a little bit more fun though.
So can you set the scene for us at 25?
Okay, so I'm 25. I have just got divorced.
Not funny, but
I am just about to move into my first flat by myself. Two bedroom flat in Old Basin, a little village outside Basin. So it was quite a nice flat actually. But I didn't know how to cook a joint of meat.
Why is that? I don't know how to cook a joint of meat now. Why is that the like number one?
Because I don't know. I just didn't know how
is
to
that
do
what
it.
You learnt first? Like must yeah. learn how to cook
and
a joint
the dishwasher,
of meat.
Not the dishwasher, the washing machine. I didn't know how to use a washing machine.
Oh no.
So like, yeah, but so it was my first ever. Because people can say I was independent at 18, but I wasn't. Like I was married and a lot of that housework she would do. So I worked and I was responsible for bills and stuff, but actual independence, living alone, looking after myself, ironing shirts.
You'd never done.
That I'd never done it. Like, yeah.
So did your mum do it when you were younger?
Yeah.
So you literally went from your mum doing it.
To my wife
17,
doing it.
To your wife. So you'd never done it. That's mad because now you'll
do everything.
Amazing, all that stuff.
Yeah, I
you
don't
haven't
iron.
Got a wife that does that now.
I don't iron. I just chose a job that I don't have to wear a shirt.
No.
So what would I say? Bloody hell. See, this is quite tough for me.
So, so you're going into Old Basing to your little flat. You're learning how to cook a joint of meat.
Don't make fun of me. Sorry, I remember it, so it must be a core memory. So don't laugh.
Sorry. It's funny because it was the first thing that you went to. That
but remember, sort. Right, so my challenge to that is like you laughing and going, well, I don't know how to cook. Remember, I was a dad also, so I couldn't do microwave meals and stuff. I needed to cook wholesome food.
I shouldn't have laughed at you wanting to cook a joint of meat.
Cup of water in the bottom of the on the pan.
Is that the trick?
Yeah, it really helps.
Okay.
Actually,
so you've got a few minutes with that version.
Okay, so I'm just going to assume that I have now learned how to cook a joint of meat.
Or else you'd be doing a cooking lesson. Listen, mate, I've come back from the future.
Something
I've
really important you need to know. Cup of water. What? 200 degrees.
It's your time machine.
Right. I think there's probably more important things to talk about though. What are they? Like, you got this. It's a really important time in your life. Make the most of it. It's going to feel really tough. Like money is tight, but I worked really close. Going through my early midlife crisis at 25. I had a little two-seater sports, convertible sports
car. You
didn't,
car. But you I had did. A divorce at 25 and bought a sports car.
Yeah.
Oh, babe, no.
Yeah, big time.
At least it's out your system though, so I don't think I've got to worry.
No, a motorbike next.
You're not.
I'm joking. You'd, I just done that to wind you up.
Right.
Anyway, so what would I say? Another different period, but you're just about to like learn yourself, watch the drink. If you didn't listen to me at 18, listen to me now. Watch the drink and gambling.
You reiterate that.
Just in case I'd ignored 40-year-old me.
Yeah, okay.
And I'd say, firstly, it's been a while. I haven't seen you in 7 years. I'm back because you've ignored everything that I told you so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, but probably the same thing. Like,
would he get a cuddle and a?
And like a hug.
Come on, give him some emotional availability. What's the point of all the therapy if you can't go back? And
well,
give it
again,
to him?
That would be it. Probably be the exact same conversation. It'd be like, if you haven't done it yet, get yourself into therapy. Let's have a cuddle. Let's have a cry. I know it's really hard. And try to direct myself onto that path
onto
of being
that
a little
path.
Bit more emotionally. Vulnerable and healthy and cooking joints of meat. What about you?
25.
I bet you didn't know how to bloody cook a joint of meat.
No, of course I didn't.
Well, that could be the first thing you say.
I still didn't. So I was somewhere in London. I think I was... I think I was living in Soho. I was working in music. I think I'd left my job in the bank. I probably had a girlfriend. I was drinking a lot and taking a lot of substances and like trying to make it in music.
Okay. So what would you say?
So I'd say I would be very serious about substances and just be like, you guys have taken this way too far. This isn't good for mental health. You have got no money. So rein that in. There's reasons. You've lost your mum only a couple of years ago. You're struggling. You're very alone in London. You're desperately trying to make it music, but you need to look after yourself and your mental health. We need to look at the finance situation because you're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble and keep getting evicted.
Would 25-year-old you listen to all of that?
I think if I was like firm and kind, she's probably quite bowled over that I'm like that from the future.
But do you like the blue hair? You didn't have blue hair at 25, did you?
No, I had brown hair. You know, like what you had.
Yeah.
I think she'd be like, I'm going to dye my hair half blue and get some more tattoos. I think that was maybe when I got my first tattoo.
What, 25?
I was in my 20s, yeah, my first Let It Be tattoo. So I think she'd be happy how we ended up looking a lot more weird. But, you know.
That's actually a really good point. I think 18 and 25-year-old me would have a lot of questions. Because they would be like, you seem happy, you seem chill. How did you get there? I think it would be the other way around.
Or would they be like, you're well boring. We always promised we'd never have a normal life. What are you doing?
Maybe.
I think I'd also say, look, you're giving everything to music. It, actually, eventually, one day this is going to work out, but it's a really long road. And I just want you to know all the ups and downs, it's not tied to your self-worth. You get to look after yourself and be safe. And I'd want to say, like, go to therapy and go meet a nice person and settle down. But, like, I wasn't ready. Like,
yeah,
it's all come at the right time, hasn't it? So I think I'd just have to encourage her to maybe, yeah, less substances and...
Okay. What's the next stage? Hopefully it's not a...
35.
So only 5 years ago?
Yeah.
All right. Had I left the bank then?
No.
So I was working in the bank. We were together though.
Yeah. That wouldn't happen for another year though. So you were working in the bank. We were quite new.
I don't know what I would say to 5 years ago me. Because that feels like me.
Well, no, you'd like probably hadn't even been to GA yet. You had had a couple of months of not drinking. You'd done a tiny bit of therapy and then left.
It would be like you're on the right path. Like, keep going. You're making some really good decisions. I'm proud of you, probably. It would be more like, it wouldn't be loads of advice to change direction. It would be loads of encouragement and support and pride. Like, you're doing really hard things.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's the first time. So at 35, you'd be like, you're on the right track now, mate.
Yeah.
It's tough.
You've had a bit of a mad one.
Let's keep going.
See, you still, like, because I've had lots of tattoos in the last 5 years. My hair would have been on that awkward stage of starting to grow.
I don't know if you'd started to grow it yet. We'd only been together.
When was COVID? Months. Was that 5 years ago? No. Yeah, it was COVID.
The end. It was the end of 2020, 5 years ago.
So, like, my hair would have been starting to grow. I'd be like, look, I know it's awkward, but keep at it. It suits you. Keep going for the tattoos. Keep going for the hair growth.
Yeah.
Keep off the drink. Your skin's starting to look better. Like, you're doing it. And I wouldn't say, by the way, if you get drawn to make social media content, grab hold of it, because 35-year-old me would be like, shut up, mate. I don't even know how to use Instagram.
I always remember you had 6 Instagram pictures, all blurry when we met. Didn't use TikTok at all. You were a real dad. You were such a like middle-aged dad.
I think I was young at 35, but you're not middle-aged at 35, are you?
No, but you were older than your years.
Yeah, old bones.
Old bones. Rocket, come. Sit. Stay. Good boy. He's working. He's done really well. 20 minutes he's been sat here.
Yeah, that's good.
I've got two treats left, so this might be a shorter episode, guys, but...
What about you at 35?
Me at 35. So I'm older than you.
We hadn't met.
Stop it.
We were just about to meet. Innit? If we'd just met when I was 35, that's obviously a shorter time ago than when you were 35.
You bring it up all the time.
Well, it's like over a year. Let's assume that we haven't met. We're just about to. Because that's a bit more fun, isn't it?
Well, actually, no. Because if yours was 2020, mine would have been 2019. Oh, my God. That year changed. Oh, my God. Sorry. So I would be like... You have to move out of your friend's spare room and you're feeling really low and rubbish because you're 35 and you can't afford £300 rent and you're alone and you're single and you're in debt.
How long have you been sober for?
Like a year.
Right.
I'd be like, but you, everything is about to change. Everything. Definitely when your cousin says, do you want to come and stay in my spare room, say yes, because the day you move in, you're going to meet the love of your life. And then you're going to be out of debt. You're going to, music's going to start working. You're going to find out you've got ADHD. That's going to make loads of sense. You're going to start an ADHD TikTok. Somehow there's going to be millions of people.
I've got a big problem with this.
Go on.
So Doctor Strange in Infinity War. Yeah?
Yeah.
After the battle in Thanos' home planet, looked into the future, 14 million odd futures, and Tony Stark, Iron Man, says, what happened? He said, if I tell you what's going to happen, it won't happen.
Oh, no.
So now I know I'm getting a bit deep now.
Okay.
But if you go and spill all of the beans... I mean, look, Jesus, I know this wasn't... the idea of the episode, but I think we've changed everything already. I don't think we should go back and talk to our younger selves, to be honest. I think it's a terrible idea. Because it'll be different. It's like the butterfly effect.
What about if you didn't give anything away? I guess you could, because I'd see your hair colour.
Look, if I saw 40-year-old me standing in front of me at 18, that's going to change my life.
Well, you're probably going to go religious. Or turn into a nut job.
Oh, this whole episode.
Listen, I've got a philosophy degree, remember? So let's just look at it through a philosophical lens, right?
Okay, fine. Let's assume that's not going to happen. No, so worry, guys.
So I might have not given the game away, but I'd be like, please stay alive for another year because life is about to do a colossal 180, like the biggest 180 ever. You'll be out of debt. You're going to find love. Come a stepmum.
Yeah.
Become an ADHD mummy on the internet. It's all,
yeah, okay.
It's all very strange.
I love it.
I'd give that little version of me a little hug, say I'm very, very proud because she was walking through some very tough days alone. So I've got a fun one.
All right, fine.
And I don't think this breaks any of your laws. And this is the last thing that we're going to discuss.
Okay.
60-year-old you.
60
comes back to you now. What do you think they would say to you now, being like older and wiser? And
firstly, I'd say to them, look, I know you like growing your hair, but it's time for a bit of a trim now. It's a bit long.
What do you think 60-year-old you
maybe I've
you
got longer hair.
Okay.
Maybe I'm clinging on to a youthful look a little bit too much at 60.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. So like, I think I look all right now, but I don't, do you know what I mean? When I say like the 60-year-olds that try and look really young, but they're quite clearly not, I think I would want to embrace 60. But anyway, it's not about that. Come back. What would they say to me now? How am I expected to answer that?
Well, it's philosophical exercise.
I haven't got a philosophy degree.
because it's very easy in life to think that where we are now is the finished product.
Mm.
Even though we've got all this advice for us at 18, 25 and 35, that will be the same in 10 years' time. So we'll be doing things, not wrong now, but there'll be things to learn from.
Okay. Think what I would say is, look, working hard is great. Keep going. But make sure you make time to spend time in the garden and do the things you love, because life is too short. Because I feel like when you're 60, obviously you're not old, but I reckon I'd be thinking more about how long have I got left?
Oof.
And I can't run around and do all of these things. So it would be like, probably you've got the whole world in front of you. Make the most of making memories.
Good.
Do you like that one?
That's good.
I thought that was good.
Imagine if we stuck out at CrossFit though, and 60-year-old you came back.
Just hench.
Shredded.
Just gridded. Like, yeah, maybe.
It could happen. Wow, that was so good. I think 60-year-old me, I struggle with imagining myself at 60 because my mum passed at 52. So I'm like, I've struggled to know what I might be like when I'm older. But I imagine 60-year-old me would say that I could chill out a bit and life isn't all about proving yourself or working or catching up. I'm always like, oh, I've got to make it in music because I wasted all those years, or we need to work so hard and do that. Like, live a little, take the holidays, buy the little treats. make memories, go out for dinners, go to bowling with the kids, cherish the kids. Oh my God, because they're going to be so old. They're going to be adults. So like, love them and have loads of fun with them. Yeah, maybe just chillax and obviously work hard. Cause I think 40-year-old us has got to work hard, so 60-year-old us can hopefully not be working so hard.
Yeah.
Maybe they'd come back and be like cracking the whip, like keep going.
Maybe.
I want the mortgage paid off by the time I'm 60.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, late bloomers, that's our first episode featuring beautiful Rocket the dog, who's done very, very well, like a very good boy. Let us know, what advice would you give to yourself at 18, 25 and 35? Thank you for hanging out with us as ever, and we'll see you
next week
or back when you were 18. So we can time travel.
Well, stop.